السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. الحمد لله وحده والصلاة والسلام على من لا نبي بعده. الحمد لله وحده والصلاة والسلام على من لا نبي بعده. ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له، ونشهد أن سيدنا ونبينا وشفيعنا ومولانا محمدًا عبده ورسوله. قال الله تبارك وتعالى: أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. وَلَقَدْ خَلَقْنَا الْإِنسَانَ وَنَعْلَمُ مَا تُوَسْوِسُ بِهِ نَفْسُهُ وَنَحْنُ أَقْرَبُ إِلَيْهِ مِنْ حَبْلِ الْوَرِيدِ. صدق اللہ العظیم. علماء کرام، most respected brothers, our sisters listening at the madrasa and those listening over receivers, it is once again Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala's fazal and ihsan upon us that we have gathered for this majlis of zikr. As I have repeatedly stated in practically every majlis of zikr, that the purpose and maqsad and objective is not just a few times taking the name of Allah. The objective is to develop in our hearts that kind of love of Allah ta'ala and His Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. That every action of ours we look at Allah Ta'ala and Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam's command. Whether it is in our home life, in our political life, in our business life, in whichever field we are, then we look at our Rabbah, we look at our Allah. What is His hukam with regards to this amal and this action? It may be mundane daily things that we do, we eat, we drink, we travel, we conduct our businesses, we marry, bring up our children. For all these things, there is some kind of direction that is given to us. And conducting our lives in accordance with Allah Ta'ala and His Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam's command and hukam. That is ibadat, that is the true zikrullah. That is the real remembrance of Allah Ta'ala. Because you cannot be reading tasbih the whole day, you cannot be making zikrullah the whole day. But we can make zikrullah in the sense that we are conscious that my Allah is watching every move and every action of mine. Alhamdulillah, repeating this every Thursday in our zikr majlis and at other times. So many young people with Allah Ta'ala's fazal and old people, men and women, have become conscious now in many aspects of their lives. They write, they say that now we have become conscious. The moment we do something, we seem to experience a kind of a feeling that our Allah Ta'ala is watching. Jo karta hai tu chup ke ahle jahan se, koi dekhta hai tujhe aasman se. So in tonight's majlis of zikr again, we will commence with that same ashar that we have been discussing practically the whole month of Ramadan, and we didn't seem to come to a conclusion. And that was with regards to ghaflat and negligence in our lives. Different angles and different things were mentioned with Allah Ta'ala's fazal, so that we become conscious of the fact that our Allah, who is our creator, He hasn't gone to sleep after creating us. No slumber or sleep overtakes Him. لَا تَأْخُذُهُ سِنَةٌ وَلَا نَوْمٌ. So Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala, we are answerable, we are accountable for our actions and our deeds before the Allah Ta'ala, and on the day of judgment, we all will have to present ourselves before Him. So ghaflat, as I mentioned, this negligence, this heedlessness, this life of ghaflat that we are now experiencing, the majority of us, we get a few exceptions, but the majority of us are going through a life of ghaflat and negligence. All sins that are committed because of this ghaflat. Therefore, I say that it is the hen that lays all the other eggs. Jo guzri teri yaad mein zindagi hai, wo ہی زندگی بس میری زندگی ہے، جو گزری تیری یاد میں زندگی ہے، وہی زندگی بس میری زندگی ہے، جو غفلت میں گزرے وہ کیا زندگی ہے، جو غفلت میں گزرے وہ کیا زندگی ہے، وہ جینا نہیں بلکہ شرمندگی ہے. Only that part of my life, O Allah, which has been spent in obedience to you and your Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that is life. Anything besides that is nothing but something over which there will be great regret, as I explained in detail in the Monday night majlis with different incidents, that there will be great regret over that. Now in this world we don't want to regret over some thing that we could have achieved, but because of our negligence, it slipped out of our hands. How many people, they say that, if only I had picked up the telephone and made a call at that moment when I saw that advert, I would have made thousands on it or millions on it, or I would have sold this property or that property. If only, how many things we regret in our lives of the worldly kind of things. People in different fields, whether they are professional people, whether they are business people, whether they are in farmers or whether they in any other field. But how many times we hear that, only if only I picked up the phone, if only I responded to that, if only this, if only that. Look at the amount of regret. There were opportunities that were knocking at our door. Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala had sent opportunities knocking at our door. Completely halal. Beneficial for us in this world and in the akhirat. But due to our negligence, we slip up on that opportunity. Then we regret. All our life we regret. And how many times we mention it also. How I regret. How I regret. So if we regret so much of our material losses in this world, then what about the regret that the person will suffer on the day of Qiyamah? That, oh Allah, you blessed me with life. You gave me health. Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala gave the person all the opportunities to make namaz, to make zikr, to make tilawat. He was fit and healthy to fulfill the rights of his wife, of his children, to earn halal livelihood. He was intelligent. He was, Allah Ta'ala didn't make him a madman that he had to land in some asylum. He had intelligence. He had everything going for him. And so many people had cars and homes and comforts and everything. If the person had wanted to obey Allah Ta'ala and be obedient to Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam and to develop that muhabbat in his heart and to increase in spirituality, and to become the recipient of Allah Ta'ala's rahmat and mercy in this world, in the qabr and the akhirat, then he had all the opportunities. So we regret so much of the chances and opportunities that we had in this world when it comes to material things, then how much we will be regretting those opportunities that we had to get Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala's forgiveness, to get Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala's maghfirat and mercy. So much of regret there will be. Therefore, جو گزری تیری یاد میں زندگی ہے وہی زندگی بس میری زندگی ہے، جو غفلت میں گزرے وہ کیا زندگی ہے. All that time that we waste in useless and futile activities, is that life? Then what is the difference between those who don't believe in Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala and us? If we are also going to get hooked on those television programs for hours and hours and for days and days, if we are also going to get hooked in the treif clubs and the discos and cinemas and theaters, and if we're going to get also hooked on adultery and fornication and prostitute quarters, so then what is the difference? Besides the fact that we are saying we are Muslims, what else is the difference? A Muslim is recognized by his actions, he's recognized by his talk, by his walk, by his kirdar, by his amal, by his guftar and by his raftar. The person's walk, his talk, his actions, his deeds. A person is recognized, this is a Muslim. So then there will be serious regret. Therefore that dua of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, Murshidi, Arif Billah, Da'wat Barakatuhu, he gave an explanation. And how beautiful is that explanation. It just comes to mind. Allahumma arina al-haqqa haqqa warzuqna attiba'ah. Oh Allah, show me haq as haq and give me the tawfiq. I'm just translating it as tawfiq or grace. But the word that has been used is warzuqna. Like how you have risk and sustenance. I'm just giving you in my words and in explanation in a little detail. That how we have risk and sustenance. So like that, you're saying, oh Allah, show me haq as haq, the truth as truth. But then make it my risk to obey and to follow that which is haq. Because sometimes a person knows that this is haq, but he doesn't follow that which is haq. Wa arina al-batila batila warzuqna ijtinaba. Meaning again, that whatever is batil, whatever is falsehood, whatever is wrong, whatever is evil, we can extend the meaning, then show it to me as falsehood, show it to me as evil, show it to me as batil, and then bless me just as you bless me with risk and sustenance. I'm not giving you a translation, I'm giving you a meaning, that just as you give me risk and sustenance for my body, for my physical body and self, in the same way make it a risk and a sustenance for me that I distance myself from that which is batil, that which is falsehood, that which is lies, that which is evil. Now if you have to look at this dua of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, because there is no dua better than the duas of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, it is mu'jiza itself. That he could have used the word waffiqna, just as we get Allahumma waffiqna lima tuhibbu wa tarda. But here in this particular instance, Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, he was not going to commit any kind of sin. Was there any doubt that whatever Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam saw as haq was not haq? Who else informed us about haq? He is the one who informed us this is haq, this is batil. It is for us that we are saying, oh Allah, whatever is haq, then show it to us as haq. And then give us the tawfiq of ittiba. And whatever is batil, then show it to us as batil. And give us the tawfiq, and give us the grace, and give us the risk of distancing ourselves from it. Ijtinab anil ma'asi. Sometimes a person knows this is haq. The person is watching the filth on the television screen. At that very moment, his mind is running. He has been in the masjid many a times. He has been listening to bayans and waaz and nasihat and majalis. He has been listening to different programs. He has been out in the jamaat. He has been out in the khanqas. He has been out in so many different dini activities. So it's not a question of the person not knowing that this is haq and this is batil. He knows it. But he doesn't have the himmat and the courage to give it up. Therefore Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam says, arina al-haqqa haqqa warzuqna ittiba'a. And if it is batil, then Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala must make it like risk. Now in the Jummah khutbahs, many a times in the khutbah in which that hadith sharif is mentioned, or the gist of that, that inna nafsal lan tamut hatta tastakmila rizqaha. That a person will not die. A person, death will not come over him until he has not completed his risk. And in one hadith sharif, Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam mentioned that risk and sustenance, it searches for a person just like how death searches for a person. How death follows a person, you can't escape it, it will come. And at the appointed time, it will come. Like that, the risk and the sustenance of a person, it will come. Now it's a different thing whether the person wants it through halal sources or he wants it through haram. That is his choice. But Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala wants to give it to him in a halal way. If he is hasty and goes for it in the haram way, then he'll be punished. But risk searches for a person, just like how mouth searches for a person. Now if you put all these things together, what it means now, Allahumma arina al-haqqa haqqa warzuqna ittiba'a, is that, oh Allah, just as my risk and my sustenance and my livelihood is in search of me, and I will not depart from this world until I have eaten the very last grain of rice that has been written in my taqdeer. Therefore, when a person is just about to die, sometimes he breathes very heavily. His breath is non-stop. So one Allah Allah mentioned that that is his risk. That in his risk it is written that this person will have 1 million breaths, or he will have 10 million breaths, or he will have 10 billion breaths. Even if one breath is left, until he does not complete that in this world, he is not going to leave this world. Therefore, he is breathing so that finish all that. So like that, even that one grain of rice, until he hasn't eaten it, he is not going to leave this world. So, O Allah, just like that, how that rizq searches for a person. Make it my rizq that if it is haqq, then I must make ittiba of that haqq. That means until I have not fulfilled that hukam and that command of yours, that make salat, give zakat, fast in Ramadan, do this, do that, whatever is the command. It must be like a rizq that I don't die, I don't leave this world until I have fulfilled that command, just like I would have eaten the last grain of rice before leaving this world. And in the same way, all those things that you have asked me to stay away from, whatever is haram and forbidden, then keep me away from that, distance me from that. Just as rizq, the person does not leave this world until he has eaten his rizq. In the same way, I must not leave this world until I have not distanced myself from everything that you have ordered me to distance myself from. Whatever is haram, if accidentally I engage in it, then how do I distance myself now? I don't lose hope because your doors are open, wide open of tawbah. So therefore, by means of istighfar, by means of tawbah, by making the qaza, by returning to whomsoever, whatever is due. So now the person has cleared out his accounts and now he leaves this world fulfilling or taking this dua of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam to heart and making the dua that he must not leave this world until he has distanced himself from all those things. Just like how rizq follows him, does not leave him. How beautiful it is. So this is the whole purpose. Jo guzri teri yaad mein zindagi hai, wohi zindagi bas meri zindagi hai. Honestly, when I sit here, I don't know which direction the mind will go. Just AJ786ZN, please move your car. AJ786ZN. So, jo guzri teri yaad mein zindagi hai, wohi zindagi bas meri zindagi hai. جو غفلت میں گزرے وہ کیا زندگی ہے وہ جینا نہیں بلکہ شرمندگی ہے. That means if he has to leave this world without distancing himself, then it will be sharmindagi, without distancing from that which was haram. Enjoy the halal ne'mats of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. Nobody stops us. جو گزری تیری یاد میں زندگی ہے وہی زندگی بس میری زندگی ہے. جو غفلت میں گزرے وہ کیا زندگی ہے وہ جینا نہیں بلکہ شرمندگی ہے. فنا یاد میں تیری جو زندگی ہے اسی کے مقدر میں پائندگی ہے. جو ہر سانس سنت کے تابع نہیں ہے خدا کی نہیں نفس کی بندگی ہے. May Allah تبارک و تعالی give us the توفیق of all of this. We just can't seem to go further than that. Allah تبارک و تعالی's فضل and احسان. But even if we take that one lesson for each majlis, it is sufficient if we really interested in islah. And if a person is not interested in islah, then all the whole world can make nasihat. Nothing will change. We have to make our minds that we want complete islah. Then as human beings, we are bound to make mistakes, we are bound to fall. But we can't keep the asbab of sin close to us and then after that we say that I cannot seem to distance myself. How are we going to distance ourselves? We can't be very close to the asbab of sins, all the means of sins. We don't want to get rid from our homes of those things that's causing so much of corruption in our lives and the lives of our children. And then we want ulama and buzrugan adeen and everybody make dua, my children grow up pious, righteous. And whole night the father and mother sitting and watching TV and movie. And the children are also sitting there and watching all the dance and sing song and nakedness and nudity and obscenity and shamelessness and behayai of the last and stage. And then we say make dua. So if you sit in the plane that's going to Jeddah, and then you say, this plane must take me to Cape Town. So he's not going to go in that direction. Saudi flight, if you sit in there, it's going to go that way to Jeddah. All the Hujjaj, if they sit now in the plane that's going to China, and now they make a lot of dua, khatam of Yasin Sharif. All the Hajis in this plane, please make khatam 100 times of Yasin Sharif, and we all make dua. Although we have boarded the plane that goes to China, but we all make dua, we land in Jeddah. So I mentioned before also, unless all those Hajis are karamatis, great waliullahs, those karamats are well known. So then probably there may be a diversion that instead of China, that goes, the wind blew so strong that it landed in Jeddah. But otherwise it will land in Jeddah or in China. So there's no need to despair also. But at the same time, we must not be so carefree and negligent, because the visas of life are getting cancelled very, very quickly these days. Young people. And suddenly the person is incapacitated. He just cannot do anything. He doesn't even have the opportunity after that to make a will or to tell somebody about his debts, because his death has come, so he doesn't even have time. He didn't even have time to talk about his debts anymore. His death came, so he can't talk about his debt, D-E-B-T, anymore. So how much careful we must be. Young people, fit, healthy, gone. Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala give us all the tawfiq of amal.
Ay mere data, ay mere malik, ay mere maula, ay mere wali. Ay mere data, ay mere malik, ay mere maula, ay mere wali. Shahan shahe do alam tu hai, sabse teri sarkar hai ali. Shan teri har an nahi hai, gaah jamali, gaah jalali. Shan teri har an nahi hai, gaah jalali, gaah jamali. Wo bhi ajab khushbakht hai jisne qalb mein teri yaad basali. Shughl mera bas ab to ilahi, shaam o sahar ho Allah Allah. Lete baithe chalte phirte aath pair ho Allah Allah. Allah 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 Kasba mein duniya hi ke raha mein deen ki daulat kuch na kamai. Waqt yuhi bekar guzara, umr yuhi ghaflat mein gawai. Kasb mein duniya hi ke raha mein deen ki daulat kuch na kamai. وقت یوں ہی بیکار گزارا، عمر یوں ہی غفلت میں گوائی. Oh Allah, how much of my life I wasted in غفلت. خلق میں سب سے میں ہی برا ہوں، کوئی نہیں ہے مجھ میں بلائی، مجھ سا کوئی بدکار نہ ہوگا، کون سی میں نے کی نہ برائی. Oh my beloved Allah, from the time I became of age up till now, which sin is there in the world that I haven't committed? There will be nobody more sinful than myself on the surface of this earth. Each and every one of us, we know the days of that we spent at school, at college, university, in our business life, in our homes, in our travels, in the hotels, in the airports, in the aeroplanes. Who doesn't know?
خلق میں سب سے میں ہی برا ہوں، کوئی نہیں ہے مجھ میں بلائی، مجھ سا کوئی بدکار نہ ہوگا، کون سی میں نے کی نہ برائی.
شغل میرا بس اب تو الہی، شام و سحر ہو اللہ اللہ، لیٹے بیٹھے چلتے پھرتے آٹھ پہر ہو اللہ 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 اللہ
نفس کے شر سے مجھ کو بچا لے، اے میرے اللہ اے میرے اللہ، پنجہ غم سے مجھ کو چھڑا لے، اے میرے اللہ اے میرے اللہ. سن میرے نالے سن میرے نالے، اے میرے اللہ اے میرے اللہ، اپنا بنا لے اپنا بنا لے، اے میرے اللہ اے میرے اللہ. Oh my beloved Allah, listen to my deep hearted pleas, my deep hearted sighs. The only thing I want in my life, oh my beloved Allah, is that you make me yours, make me yours. If Allah Ta'ala becomes ours, then the kingdoms will be ours. We'll find sukoon, peace, happiness, contentment, serenity, joy. Everything we'll find. Barakat in our businesses, barakat in our homes, unity of the hearts between husbands and wives, parents and children, brothers and sisters, family members. Everything will come when Allah Ta'ala will be happy. If He is not happy, if He is displeased, then there is no question of peace and tranquility and happiness. جس سے ہیں آپ کو خوش اس جہاں میں، وہ شب و روز ہے گلستاں میں.
شغل میرا بس اب تو الہی، شام و سحر ہو اللہ اللہ، لیٹے بیٹھے چلتے پھرتے آٹھ پہر ہو اللہ 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 اللہ
لا الہ الا اللہ محمد رسول اللہ
اللہ اللہ کیسا پیارا نام ہے عاشقوں کا مینا اور جام ہے اللہ اللہ کیسا پیارا نام ہے عاشقوں کا مینا اور جام ہے اللہ اللہ کیسا پیارا نام ہے عاشقوں کا مینا اور جام ہے اللہ جل جلالہ لا الہ الا اللہ 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 محمد رسول اللہ دل میرا ہو جائے ایک میدان ہو تو ہی تو ہو تو ہی تو ہو تو ہی تو اور میرے تن میں بجائے آب و گل درد دل ہو درد دل ہو درد دل غیر سے بالکل ہی اٹھ جائے نظر تو ہی تو آئے نظر دیکھوں جیدر اللہ 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 دل کو اگر چمکانا ہو تو کر لے ذکر اللہ 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 دل کو اگر چمکانا ہو تو کر لے ذکر اللہ 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 سوچو ذرا فرعون کے گھر میں موسیٰ کو پالا کس نے غور کرو مچھلی کے شکم میں یونس کو رکھا کس نے پہلے آگ میں ڈالا پھر آگ کو پھول کیا کس نے اس کے نام کی گنگاتے ہیں ابراہیم خلیل اللہ 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 لا الہ الا اللہ محمد رسول اللہ اللہم صلی علی سیدنا محمد وعلی آل سیدنا ونبینا وشفیعنا مولانا محمد وبارک وسلم یا ارحم الراحمین یا اکرم الاکرمین یا ذا الجلال والاکرام یا ذا الجلال والاکرام یا ذا الجلال والاکرام یا حی یا قیوم برحمتک نستغیث یا حی یا قیوم برحمتک نستغیث یا حی یا قیوم برحمتک نستغیث او مے بلاور اللہ مے رحیم اللہ مے کریم اللہ او مے موسٹ فورگیونگ اللہ موسٹ کمپیشنیٹ موسٹ لونگ موسٹ بینیفیسنٹ موسٹ مرسیفل موسٹ ٹالرنٹ اللہ وی ہیو ایکسٹینڈیڈ اور بیگنگ باؤلز بیفور یو مے بلاور اللہ دیر از نو ون فور اس بیسائڈز یو تیرے سوا ہمارا کوئی سہارا نہیں تیرے سوا کوئی ہمارا نہیں مائی بیلوڈ اللہ دیر از نو ون فور اس بیسائڈ یو تو ہی ہمارا مقصود ہے ہمارا مسجود ہے ہمارا معبود ہے مائی بیلوڈ اللہ وی آر ٹرننگ ٹوورڈز یو یو ریئلی لو فورگیونیس آف دا سنز آف دا سنرز who turn towards you with repentance. My beloved Allah, we are expressing remorse and regret and shame over the time that of our lives that we have wasted, my beloved Allah. Ya Allah, we are expressing great regret over that time that we spent in negligence, in indifference, in sins and vices and in evils. My beloved Allah, it is your kindness, your mercy, your forgiveness, your generosity, your tolerance that you keep the doors of Tawbah open for us, my beloved Allah. You have given us another opportunity of returning towards you. You are giving us another opportunity of making Tawbah.
Ya Allah, we make tawbah and we break tawbah. We are extremely weak servants of yours. We are the most sinful ones on the surface of the earth, my beloved Allah. Oh, my beloved Allah. We make tawbah and we break tawbah. But which other door is there that we can tap besides your door, my Allah? If you have to turn away your glance of mercy and forgiveness, if you have to reject us like how you rejected Shaitan, my beloved Allah, then where do we go? There is no other door for us that we can tap. There is no other home for us in which we can beg. There is no other ma'bud for us, my beloved Allah, besides you. Therefore, we are turning towards you. You are most beneficent, most merciful. You dearly love forgiveness of the sins of sinners that turn towards you. My beloved Allah, my Rahim Allah, my Kareem Allah, don't turn away your glance of mercy and forgiveness from us sinners because of our sins. Ya Allah, Tere siwa hamara koi sahara nahi. Tere siwa koi hamara nahi. Agar ek tu nahi mera to koi shay nahi meri. Jo tu mera to sab mera, falak mera, zameen meri. Oh my Rahim Allah, my Kareem Allah. Forgive all major sins and all minor sins. Sins that we committed knowingly or unknowingly. In the light of day or darkness of nights. My beloved Allah, you were watching us in the bright day and you are watching us in the darkness of nights. You who have blessed billions of people with sight, how can you be blind to our actions and deeds? You could have brought embarrassment, shame, disgrace and humiliation upon us there and then. You could have shaken the ground beneath our feet. You could have, my beloved Allah, sent the gale force winds against us. You could have sent the tsunamis against us. You could have sent, my beloved Allah, azab in different forms. But how loving you are. How kind you are. How tolerant you are. How merciful you are. My beloved Allah, you gave us another opportunity of tawbah. We are expressing great shame and regret, my Allah. Hamare hal par raham farma. Hamare kahal par karam farma. My beloved Allah, bless us with the best of dunya and akhirah. Change the direction of our lives. Fill our hearts with your muhabbat and the love of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Distance us from nafs and shaitan. Distance us from nafs and shaitan. Ya Allah, bless us with barakat in our businesses, barakat in our homes, barakat in our life, barakat in our time. Give us such a bond and such an attachment with you, my beloved Allah, that every second of our life we get such an enjoyment of this bond. My beloved Allah, make us yours and become ours. Give us the sweetness of Iman in our hearts. Give us the sweetness of Iman in our hearts. Ya Allah, the Sahaba Ikram radiyallahu anhum ajma'in, because of the sweetness of Iman in their hearts, all kinds of tests and trials and persecution and torture and everything came their way. But my beloved Allah, it did not distance them from you. They became even more attached to you, my beloved Allah. We are extremely weak. Do not test us like you tested them, my Allah. Don't test us in this world, in the qabr, in the akhirah. Oh, my beloved Allah, no one is going to question you why you forgave those sinners who had raised their hands before you. Oh, my Allah, tujhe koi poochne wala nahi hai. Agar aapne hume maaf kar diya, to hamara kaam ban gaya. Hamara beeda paar ho gaya. If you have to forgive us, my beloved Allah, we will cross the bridge into Jannah. My beloved Allah, don't turn away your glance of mercy and forgiveness from us. Bless us all with good health. Whoever is sick and ailing, whether they're in hospitals, in clinics, in homes or amongst us, wherever they may be, my beloved Allah, whether they have undergone operations or will be undergoing operations, whether they've met up with accidents or suffering from different kinds of physical ailments, my beloved Allah, bless them with complete shifa. We are physically ill and we are spiritually sick, but my beloved Allah, shifa is in your hands. دعا اور دوا میں اثر ہے ضرور، مریضوں کی شفا لیکن دست خدا میں ہے. My beloved Allah bless us with complete shifa. We are spiritually sick, our hearts are filled with malice, with greed, with pride, with arrogance, with envy, with jealousy, with evil passions and desires. Clean and purify our hearts, my beloved Allah. What have we made of our hearts, my Allah? You look directly into hearts. We cannot deceive you, my Allah. People cannot know what is in our hearts, but you look directly into our hearts. Therefore, my beloved Allah, we are seeking from you complete purification of our souls. Oh, my beloved Allah, unite the hearts of parents and children, husbands and wives, brothers and sisters, family members, and the ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The ummah is suffering, my beloved Allah. It's suffering in Palestine, Chechnya, Bosnia, Kashmir, Afghanistan, Iraq, Somalia, Sudan, Africa, China. Oh, my beloved Allah, in which part of the world the Ummah is not going through difficulties and problems? We know that we are the major cause of those problems. My Allah, forgive us, forgive us. Change the condition of the Ummah. Bless everyone, my beloved Allah, with hidayat and guidance. Ya Allah, make each and every one pious and righteous. Make each and every one, my beloved Allah, the recipient of your rahmat and your mercy. Ya Allah, remove the suffering of the Muslims around the globe. And remove the suffering of mankind wherever they may be. Suffering from drought, from famine, from AIDS and all other kinds of problems. Bless everyone with hidayat. Bless everyone with Iman, Islam. Make everyone worthy of entry into Jannah. But those who have become arrogant, obstinate, and made up their minds they will continue with the oppression and persecution and torture and tyranny, then, my beloved Allah, shake them like you shook the Aad and the Thamud. آج بھی تو وہی خدا ہے جو بدر کا خدا تھا، آج بھی تو وہی خدا ہے جو احد کا خدا تھا. Today you are the same Allah that was the Allah of احد at خندق. The same Allah that was at the time of فتح مکہ. Ya Allah, the same Allah that was the time of Hunayn. Aaj bhi tu wahi khuda hai. You're all powerful, almighty, all seeing, all hearing, all knowing. My beloved Allah, change the condition of the ummah. Those who are oppressing the ummah, Ya Allah, if they have become obstinate, then shake them like you shook the Aad and the Thamud. Cause the planes to crash, cause the ships to sink. Create division and disunity amongst the ranks. Say the gale force winds against them. Remove them from the surface of the earth, my beloved Allah. Ya Allah, change the conditions from adversity to that of prosperity. Insecurity to that of security. Hamara banja hame apna bana de. Ek din marna hai, aakhir maut hai. Ya Allah, we have to leave this world one day. Don't let the angel of death visit us in a disco, cinema, theater, popping drugs, watching some filth on the television screen or porn sites of the internet, or some filthy magazine, or adultery, or fornication, or any kind of haram. When the time of our death comes, take us to Madina Tayyiba. تمنا ہے کہ گلزار مدینہ اب وطن ہوتا، وہاں کے گلشنوں میں کوئی اپنا بھی چمن ہوتا. بسر اب زندگی اپنی دیار قدس میں ہوتی، وہی جیتا وہی مرتا وہی گور و کفن ہوتا. My beloved Allah, if it is not destined there, wherever it may be, let it be in a state that you are pleased with us. تبلیغ و دعوت کی محنت قبول فرما، اجتماعات گشت تعلیم کو قبول فرما، مساجد مدارس خانقاہوں کو قبول فرما، تمام دینی انجمنوں کو قبول فرما. Bless every worker of deen with ikhlas, my beloved Allah. رسول پاک صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم, all his life he made duas for us, all his life he begged for us. How much of his blood was shed? How much, my beloved Allah? Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam suffered for the sake of the Ummah. when he is informed that that ummat for whom you cried so much, the ummat for whom you were stoned in discos, cinemas, theatres, gambling dens, how much of pain must be causing to the sensitive heart of my Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Fitnas in Makkah Sharif, fitnas in Madina Sharif. Ya Allah, in his time the kuffar, the mushrikeen, the yahood and the nasara caused him pain and suffering. Today we, his ummatis. Ya Allah, make a decision of change in our lives and the lives of the entire ummah. Rasul-e-Pak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, on his life he made du'as for us. Bless us with all the goodness that he asked for us. Bless the ummah with that goodness. And from all the mischief, corruption, fitnas that he asked for protection, protect us and the ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Ya Allah, you are well aware of the good wishes, the good desires, the aspirations that's in the hearts of each and every individual who has raised his or her hand before you this part of the night, after this majlis of zikr. Ya Allah, fulfill their good wishes, good desires and aspirations. Those who will be writing examinations, give them success in their examinations. Make them assets for our communities. Protect them from the fitnas of the universities and colleges and schools. Ya Allah, you are well aware of the difficulties, the hardship, the pain, the suffering, the sicknesses and problems of each and every individual around the globe, and especially those who have raised their hands before you this part of the night. Ya Allah, remove their suffering, their pain, their problems, their difficulties. Rabbana taqabbal minna innaka antas samiul alim wa tub alayna innaka antat tawwabur rahim. Koi mujhse puche main kya mangta hu, main apne khuda se khuda mangta hu. Wo ho jaye mera, ye ho jao uska, yahi raat din pe dua mangta hu. Mujhko jeene ka sahara chahiye, mujhko jeene ka sahara chahiye, gham tumhara dil hamara chahiye, gham tumhara dil hamara chahiye, bahre ulfat ka kinara chahiye, bahre ulfat ka kinara chahiye, sar hamara dar tumhara chahiye, sar hamara dar tumhara chahiye. إن الله وملائكته يصلون على النبي يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما. اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم. سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون وسلام على المرسلين والحمد لله رب العالمين.